Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Happy Friday afternoon. It is Glenn the Outlaw here. Welcome back to Hardy Midday on this Friday, August 14th. Here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, keep calm and carry on. We'd like to share with you a few resources for assistance with day-to-day necessities during COVID. For Hardy County Public Schools, contact your child's school to access mental health and behavioral health supports. For kids' meal distribution, visit summerbreakspot.org. For employment assistance, you can call 863-385-3672 or go to careersourceheartland.com. For food assistance, you can call 863-773-0034 or go online hardyhelpcenter.org/disaster-relief. The Mobile Response Team 24/7 on-site crisis counseling services. You can call local 863-519-3744 or toll-free 1-800-627-5906. Both of these numbers are available 24/7. The Aunt Bertha Social Care Network. You can go to heartland.auntbertha.com. Parenting During Coronavirus, daily live resources at childmind.org. Community resource information and referrals, you can dial 211 or call 1-888-370-7188. Text your zip code to 898-211 or chat online at uwcf.org/about-2-1-1 and click online chat. For COVID testing and questions, you can call the Hardy Health Department 863-773-4161 or visit them online, hardy.floridahealth.gov. You can find more of these on the Hardy County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, facebook.com/Hardy County Sheriff. For the month of August, the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles is promoting child safety awareness. Whether it's looking for bicycles and pedestrians, buckling up and choosing the right car seat, school bus safety, or car and driveway safety, they want everyone to do their part in making a safer Florida. Join them in this campaign to keep children safe by promoting safety messages with the hashtag ChildSafetyFL. Your local events, mark your calendars. The Bowling Green Citywide Mission is having a back-to-school drive-through backpack giveaway. Receive a free backpack on August 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Once again, August 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Your jobs in Hardy County, the Allen J. Automotive Network is looking for an automotive salesperson. Qualifications include an outgoing personality with exceptional people skills, strong computer experience, detail and task focused, independent with exceptional time skills and previous experience in sales, customer service, or related. Bell's Outlet is looking for a retail associate. Requirements include a high school diploma or GED, excellent communication skills, and a flexible schedule. Goodwill of Minnesota in Arcadia is looking for a large hard goods processor. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED and an interest in antiques, collectibles, or rare items. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather and agriculture news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
Our world is changing dramatically as we face the rapid spread of coronavirus, COVID-19. Hello, this is Lee Michael with First National Bank of Wauchula. We here at the bank have an important role to play. The work we do every day provides support for our community in Hardy County. We understand that critical projects are just that, critical, and that extraordinary times require an extraordinary response. We've made plans and are implementing a model that can be tailored to suit the needs of our customers from all around the surrounding communities. In fact, our delivery model is just as innovative as our digital solutions. As our world has become more mobile, so has First National Bank. Over the past 2 years, we have updated our digital banking options to offer contemporary solutions in online banking, mobile deposit, telephone banking, debit card controls, and full function ATM. We even have the capability to close loans on your PC or smartphone. Additionally, our workforce has the ability to move to a more remote servicing model if necessary. We work extensively with partners like Microsoft, WebEx, Peak 10, and our customers to keep us in touch and ensure your banking needs are addressed. First National Bank of Wauchula has taken our remote services model to the next level, and we're ready to support you too. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:51 Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy. Temperature 88 degrees Fahrenheit, the dew point 75.2 degrees Fahrenheit, relative humidity 66%, heat index 98, winds variable at 4.6 miles an hour, the visibility 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.03 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 3:59 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, hot with highs in the mid-90s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%, heat index values up to 106. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the mid-70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, in the evening becoming light and variable, chance of rain 20%. Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Hot with highs in the mid-90s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Chance of rain 70%, heat index values up to 105. Saturday night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-70s, west winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Chance of rain 20%. That is your weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our Ag News.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The pandemic has altered everyone's plans, including America's pastime. And when Major League Baseball finally did return, it was without fans to soak up the sights, sounds, and experiences, like fresh roasted peanuts. But after a bumper harvest, America's peanut farmers were looking forward to a normal 2020 season, having bagged more than 2.3 million pounds of the beloved snack. Now the National Peanut Board is challenging marketing firm LBVD with finding new ways to help move these suddenly stranded peanuts. The spike in COVID-19 cases in the South and Midwest is likely to impact the pattern of where dairy is sold and consumed. According to MilkBusiness.com, a Data Central survey shows the number of people very concerned by COVID peaked at 67% in April before trending downward. But as COVID cases came back with a vengeance in states like Florida, Texas, Arizona, and California, consumer concern ramped back up and re-peaked at 58% by mid-July. If 2020 proves anything, not even a global pandemic can shut down farm country. And to that end, Syngenta and NK Seeds have joined with Farm Journal to present the hashtag Farm On benefit concert. Headlined by ACM award-winning country artist Lee Bryce, the free virtual concert airs live on RFD TV and other online networks at 7 p.m. Central on August 27th. All proceeds go to the National 4-H Council's Forward Fund.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Good news for strawberry growers, many of which are getting ready to plant their crop for the fall and winter seasons. Demand remains strong. The Florida strawberry season, of course, hasn't started yet, but current market conditions should be a positive indicator. Cindy Jewell with Jewell Marketing says that the pandemic has boosted domestic demand for the fruit, and it doesn't seem to be letting up.
You know, it's been a crazy year, but in a good way for strawberries. I think when the pandemic hit, they were thinking that the market was going to go by the wayside. And what we've seen for produce throughout the year is that it's been in demand. Strawberries have continued to be in demand all summer long. And it's actually turned out to be a positive season for grower shippers. So it's kind of shocking.
Jewel says the pandemic has inspired a more health conscious consumer who wants something that is both good for them and delicious. Florida growers will play an important role in filling this demand through the fall and winter months. This ensures a consistent experience for all strawberry customers at the grocery store all year long. As the summer strawberry season starts to wind down here, Florida growers will start planting what is projected to be a very in-demand strawberry crop.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
My name's Jeff Pittman. Great-grandpa farm, my grandpa farm, my dad farm, so it's a family farm. McGregor's is a great company. They got a lot of research and development they're doing. I like Instruct, but I use it on all my acres. It shows improving yields and healthier plants, so I like the product.
It's about producing the best crop to help our customers succeed.
InServe, Kickstarter, and Kickstarter Pulse, and Instruct, I use them all.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today here on 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: the safe way to double your money is to fold it over once and put it in your pocket. Works for me. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. 4 recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.